Hi, my name is Ella Wise. I studied abroad in Florence of this year of fall of 2021. And my story is of my fall break trip to Mykonos. During my fall break, my friends and I decided that we wanted to travel to Mykonos for the week we had off. And fortunately enough, we were able to find a beautiful Airbnb that had a pool that could fit all 12 of us for 5 days, which was awesome. And for one of those days, we booked to go ATVing around the island and then keep them to be able to get back into town without taxiing, because getting taxis in Mykonos is rather difficult. And boy, was that a mistake to do. From the moment we got our ATVs, I had this gut feeling that was not going to end well, and my gut feeling was right. First off, it was very difficult to understand them, obviously, and explain how exactly to work the bike, because it's not like common cars. It was just very distinct of what, how to stop and what was going on the bike. And from the moment I got on the bike, I was like, uh-oh, I have no idea what I'm doing. But after some practice, we all kind of figured it out. And if we had an instructor, which we probably should have, to take us out on the road, it would have 100% been better for us, but unfortunately it wasn't an option. So there were 12 of us in a line riding down the narrow roads of Mykonos. You'd imagine how overwhelming that would be. And everything was going smoothly until suddenly everything began to fall apart. First off, one of the bikes ran out of gas. Then another bike stopped in the middle of the hill and began to fall backwards. Then my bike that was in the middle of an intersection shut off. And at this point, I'm about to be hit by a car. So I begin to panic and I begin forcing my bike backwards with full force to move it out of the way so I'm not in the middle of an intersection. And let me tell you, these bikes are not light in the slightest, so it was very difficult to move it backwards. And in that moment, I basically saw like the light flash before my eyes, and all I wanted to do was get off the bike, but I had to get my bike back to the place that we got it from. But in the end of the day, overall consensus was that the experience was terrifying and we didn't want to bring them home, let alone ride them for another few days. And in the end, we got our money back since we had so many problems with the bike. But looking back now, I think a lesson we learned was that we definitely should have done more research on the different companies, but you live and you learn, and thankfully we all lived.